Mayor Eric Adams giving flyers to illegal aliens at border begging them not to resettle in Sanctuary City, NYC. By John Binder on July 20, 2023. Mayor Eric Adams' administration will begin warning illegal aliens at the United States-Mexico border not to travel and resettle in New York City, telling them that the cost of housing is high and that they are not guaranteed shelter or care. Since the spring of last year, more than 90,000 border crossers and illegal aliens have arrived in Sanctuary, New York City. The majority, about 55,000, are living off local taxpayers in city-run hotel rooms, shelters, and other facilities. Now, Adams has said his office will begin issuing flyers to border crossers and illegal aliens begging them not to travel to New York City, warning them about the high cost of living and housing prices and asking them to please consider another city to resettle. On Thursday, Adams said New York City has reached full capacity. "We're going to see how much of our cup has basically runneth over. We have no more room in the city and we need help," Adams said. Last month, Breitbart News reported how Adams has started sending border crossers and illegal aliens to other states and cities, a policy he has long blasted Texas Governor Greg Abbott, R, for implementing, calling it anti-American. "The sheer volume of border crossers and illegal aliens staying in shelters has increased the system's population by more than 110% since Adams took office. To afford subsidizing new arrivals," Adams has said, "New Yorkers will see public services like meals for senior citizens and library hours cut. Every day, illegal immigration is costing New Yorkers nearly $8 million. And by the middle of next year, Adams predicts it will have cost more than $4.2 billion. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Email him at binder@breitbart.com. Follow him on Twitter here.